listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. On a windy, gray, bitterly cold day in Arlee, on Montana's Flathead Indian Reservation, a handful of people huddle shoulder to shoulder at two picnic tables, cutting meat. Laid out before them are boning knives, sharpening stones, and sections of the carcass of a healthy, freshly killed mule deer doe. They work methodically to trim off the layer of fat and cut the dense, purplish-red flesh into long, thin strips. A few feet away, drying racks have been set up with corrugated tin and inverted bed frames. The cutters lay the meat on the racks above the fragrant smoke of smoldering cedar chips. This cutting up of a deer is part of the curriculum of a very unusual school, the Nkusum Salish Language School. Echo Brown is a teacher here.
When you have them out here cutting meat and starting fires and skinning deers, it's just, they're learning so much about the animal, the land, the process, the language that goes along with it, the patience that you have to have. And you can always just talk about it, but until they experience it is when they really learn.
Indigo Sherman is bundled up in a thick fleece jacket against the icy wind, and she works quickly and efficiently with her thin-bladed knife. She's 13 years old, and she's been a student here for several years. I asked her why she chose to enroll at Nkusum.
To bring back the culture and stuff that was been lost, and to learn the language and cultural ways. To learn something. It's learning like how to do things that we don't very much do anymore. Kind of bringing back like what's been lost, kind of. It's very honorable to be able to do this.
Inside the school, Jean Beaverhead is teaching a room full of first and second grade children. The walls are covered with images of animals and plants with captions in Salish. Jean didn't study to be a teacher. He spent most of his life in the logging industry. But he's one of only a handful of adults in this community who still speak the language. And that makes him very valuable at Nkusum School.
They said there's less than 50 fluent speakers left of our language. And my brother and I were lucky enough to be two of those. So it's a school's important because of that, because we got these kids that are coming through, and when I see them out on the store or on the street, and they come up to me, they just talk to me in the language. That makes you feel good, because what we're doing here is working.
Patrick Pierre is another longtime Salish teacher at Nkusum. He's been part of the school since it opened.
I'm pushing 86 years, and our goal here in this school is to bring back the identity of our people through the language, through the culture, and through the traditional ways. And this is what I'm looking for, because I want to see our tribes here to get the language back. And that's very important in this day and age, to have your identity in place. And one of these days, I feel that they're going to come, and they're going to come to us, and they're going to ask us if we know who we are. Do you know your language? We're going to say yes. Do you know your culture? We're going to say yes. Do you know your traditional ways? We're going to say yes. Do you know who you are? We're going to be able to say yes. And because of all this, they'll leave us alone.
You've been listening to Mountain West Voices. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see images from today's story, to learn more about the Nkusum Immersion School, or to listen to and download more stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.